Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A biologist in a small plane is flying over the Good Pastor River in interior Alaska. He's tracking a grayling, a fish that has been tagged with a radio transmitter to help biologists learn about grayling migrations. The radio tag is a small, internally implanted transmitter about half the size of a AAA battery. The tag sends a signal that can be detected up to 10 miles away. Over a 1 to 3 year period, each tagged Arctic grayling is located by periodic aerial surveys. Tagged fish are also detected and documented when they pass riverside radio tracking stations set up at the confluence of tributary streams. During summer, Arctic grayling are spread throughout the Upper Chena, Salcha, and Good Pastor rivers and their tributaries, where food is plentiful. As the water cools in late August, fish leave the upper portions of drainages and move downstream to overwintering areas throughout the main stem of the rivers. After overwintering, grayling typically migrate to their spawning areas in early May, just before breakup. Spawning is over within 2 weeks of breakup, and then grayling migrate to their summer feeding grounds. Some move less than 10 miles total throughout the entire year, but some move long distances. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.